Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
And we have not sent you, but as a mercy to the world.
I want to be a servant of God like Muhammad.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Muhammad, Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Like Muhammad. I am Javed Akbari, and we are going to talk about Allama Tabatabai's Sunan al-Nabi. This is, of course, a book written by Allama Tabatabai, who is one of the great scholars. And Sunan al-Nabi is about the narrations of the Prophet and conducts and customs of the noble Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family. We have discussed some of the narrations already, and there are some others left which I will discuss with you. Inshallah, these are some of the traditions suggesting the Prophet prayed, thanked God, and praised Allah on every occasion. In other words, the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, recited a zikr before doing any and every action. I will give some examples, some very important examples. To begin with, let's say the Prophet, peace be upon him, when he ate food and before he placed his hand on the food, he said, Bismillahi barik lana fima razaqtana wa alayka khalfa. In the name of Allah, O Allah, bless for us from what you have given us of sustenance, and upon you do we rely, for it is replenishment. Now, this is just an example suggesting that the Prophet thanked Allah and for his blessing and for his sustenance. And of course, this is just the beginning of the zikr. And of course, when the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, finished eating the meal, he would recite another dua. And it is said that when the tablecloth was picked up, the Prophet, peace be upon him, would say and would pray to Allah, Allahumma aktharta wa atabta wa barakta fa ashba'ta wa arwayta alhamdulillahi alladhi yut'im wa la yut'am. Now, this is a dua which Muslims also, I have heard many Muslims recite the same dua after eating a meal, alhamdulillahi alladhi yut'im wa la yut'am. So, O Allah, you have increased your bounties and made them good and blessed, thereby making us satiated and quenched. All praise be to Allah, the one who nourishes and is not nourished. Alhamdulillah, alladhi yut'im wa la yut'am. So, you know, God gives us sustenance and God provides us with food, with rizq. He himself is never in need of any rizq. Okay? He is not nourished. He is the nourisher. So we have to be thankful to Allah for the food, for the drink, and for whatever God has bestowed on us. Yes, these are some of the, for example, the food that we eat, the fruit that we eat, and the water that we drink, and even our well-being, our health, and everything that we enjoy and we have available to us, they are all God's blessings. We have nothing from ourselves and we cannot have them. Yes, whatever we have, even in terms of, for example, our bank balance, our, you see, property, our house, our vehicle, and whatever we have, they are all God's blessings, you see. Now, As we go on, there are other traditions and other narrations which we are going to discuss and of course share with you. It has been reported from Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam that the Holy Prophet would not eat any food nor drink any beverage, but that he would say, Allahumma barik lana fihi wa abdilna bihi khayran minhu. Okay. O Allah, bless it for us and replenish it with that which is better. Is wa abdilna bihi khayran minhu. And of course, when he drank milk, then he would say, Allahumma barik lana fihi wa zidna minhu. O Allah, bless it for us and increase it for us.
You are my one true love, taught me to never judge. Now all I want is to be with you.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mustafa ala Habibika.
These are the zikrs, or these are the recitals that we ourselves can recite. And of course, these du'as, these supplications will definitely have its impact on our lives, because we do believe that whatever comes from Prophet, it comes from God. And of course, the Prophet is a role model, and he is the best role model. We have to follow him in every step of the Prophet's life, in every step of our lives also. So we should understand that we should praise Allah and glorify Allah and be grateful to Allah for whatever we have and for whatever Allah has bestowed on us. Now, there is another narration from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and it's also in the same book, Sunan An-Nabi by Allama Tabatabai, that the Prophet used to recite this dua upon eating a morsel. When he ate a morsel or swallowed a morsel of food, he would pray, Allahumma lakal hamdu at'amta wa asqayta wa rawayta falakal hamdu ghayru makfurin wala muwadda'in wala mustaghnin anka wala mustaghnin anka. O Allah, praise be to you. You have nourished and you have quenched and satisfied us. So to you be praise. Praise without ingratitude and without leave and without seeking independence from you. So this is the dua that we can also recite after eating a morsel of food. Okay. And of course, the meaning of dua is very clear. Allahumma lakal hamdu. O Allah, praise be to you. You have nourished and you have quenched us and you have satisfied us. Okay. Wa asqayta. Asqayta means quenched, and rawaita, and you have satisfied us. So, falakal hamdu ghayru makfurin, to you be praise, praise without ingratitude, and without leave, and without seeking independence from you. These are some, of course, askar, these are some recitals that mu'mineen can recite after and even during eating a meal. And of course, they are recorded in important sources like Al-Kafi. Most of these azkar or recitals and supplications are recorded and narrated by important companions of the Holy Prophet and by our imams, especially Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, in Al-Kafi, which is an important and one of the authoritative books written by Yaqubi Kulaini. Inshallah, we will carry on with the other azkar and other prayers and supplications in the following episode. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.